from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with Polish violinist Adam Baldych, considered to be one of the most innovative violinists on the modern jazz scene. He is backed by the Helge Lien Trio from Norway, Helge Lien piano, Frode Berg bass, and Per Odvar Johansen on drums. This is a track from the album Bridges, released on ACT Records, based in Munich, Germany. The music on this release is heavily influenced by both Polish and Norwegian folk music, as well as other more contemporary musical ideas. The track we'll be listening to, Mosaic. Thank you. Some of you probably recognized that last piece. That was indeed the Mahavishnu Orchestra classic Birds of Fire, but not performed by Mahavishnu, obviously. Rather, performed by the members of Radio String Quartet Vienna. Bernie Malinger and Johannes Dickbauer, violins, Cynthia Liao, viola, and Asya Valchik, cello. Their debut album from 2007, released on ACT, is entitled Celebrating the Mahavishnu Orchestra. On this recording, they perform various tracks from the first two Mahavishnu albums, The Inner Mounting Flame and Birds of Fire. And obviously we heard their rendition of the title track from that 1973 classic. The liner notes for this very innovative recording, written by none other than John McLaughlin himself. Before that, from Italy, the duo of Paolo Fresu on trumpet and Furio Di Castri on bass, and a track from their duet recording, the album Evening Song, released on Owl Records, and from it we listen to Don't Open Here. And we began the set with another quartet, this time Adam Baldich on violin from Poland, backed by the Norwegian Helge Lien Trio, and a selection from another album on the German ACT label, the album Bridges, the track Mosaic. Well, we just listened to a rendition of a jazz rock fusion classic from the 70s, so what say we listen to some authentic jazz rock fusion from that decade. As we turn to a Rhino Records compilation entitled Jazz Fusion, Volume 1, the album released in the late 1990s, we'll hear a trio of selections from this recording. 11 of the 12 tracks are from the 70s, with one lone track from the early 1980s. We'll begin in 1970 and the Tony Williams Lifetime. Tony Williams, of course, on drums, John McLaughlin on guitar, Khalid Yassin, formerly known as Larry Young, on organ, and Jack Bruce on bass. This originally from the album Turn It Over. Allah be praised. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's music from drummer and producer Narada Michael Walden. From 1976, the album Garden of Lovelight. Narada is in a quartet here with David Sancius on keyboards, Raymond Gomez guitar, and Will Lee on bass. We heard The Sun is Dancing. Before that, from 1972, one of Herbie Hancock's early forays into electric jazz, the album Crossings, Herbie on both acoustic and electric piano, Patrick Gleason, synthesizers, Benny Maupin, reeds, Julian Priester, trombone, Eddie Henderson, trumpet, Buster Williams, bass, Billy Hart, drums, and Victor Pantoja, congas. We listened to Quasar, and we began the set with the Tony Williams Lifetime from 1970 and the album Turn It Over, Allah Be Praised. All three of those selections also available on the Rhino Records compilation, Jazz Fusion, Volume 1. Other artists featured here include Billy Cobham, Jean-Luc Ponty, and Larry Coryell, among others. There's also a Volume 2 in that series of Rhino compilations that you can check out if you are so inclined. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll stay with jazz rock fusion for our final set of the hour. And in this set, we'll listen to a trio of guitar, bass, and drums trios. We'll begin with the Outside Men, comprised of Mike Miller on guitar, Jim Lacefield, bass, and Ralph Humphrey on drums. These sessions were recorded live at Musicians Institute in Hollywood in the early 90s and released as the album Band Overboard. This is their take of a piece best associated with the John Abercrombie Trio from the 70s, Red and Orange. We'll be right back. Music from the fusion trio Ohm, fronted by former Megadeth guitarist Chris Poland, with Robertino Pagliari on bass and Kofi Baker on drums. Their second studio album, Amino Acid Flashback, from 2003, we heard Da Vinci. Before that, three veteran fusion players teaming up for the album Show Me What You Can Do from 1998. Frank Gambale guitar, Stuart Hamm bass, and Steve Smith drums. We heard The Promise. And The Outside Men, getting that set underway, from Band Overboard, sessions recorded in 1992. We heard Red and Orange. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.